Please find a comfortable place to sit, where you can have a good support for your back to keep your body at ease for this whole meditation. You can adjust your clothes and have a pillow under your head and a blanket covering you, so you will feel comfortable and warm during the whole meditation without feeling distracted. Close your eyes and allow your palms to fall open if that feels comfortable to you, giving yourself the space to be open and receptive. Take a deep breath and just feel the cool, light air enter. And when you exhale, just allow any worries or tensions to flow out. On your next inhale, make it a deep belly breath, allowing your belly to become round and soft and open, fully allowing the air to fill up any tight spaces. And you can say to yourself, I will remain awake and aware during this meditation. And just say that to yourself a few times with a feeling of conviction. All that is required in this meditation is to follow my voice with attention and feeling. And before we begin, I would like to invite you to think of something that you would like to experience in this meditation or in your life, something that is important to you and attainable. So just let yourself get in touch with that. What is it that you really long for? What is the experience you would like to walk away with after this meditation? So just let yourself feel what experience you really long for. And it is okay to want that. It can be anything. Maybe it is more peace, more love, or clarity. Whatever it is for you, just repeat that inside of yourself a few times in a present tense statement that would be starting with I am, or with I feel. And you say it in a way as if it is already so. It can be, I am clear, I am at peace. And just repeat that inside. And then imagine what it feels like if it is already so. If you can't fully feel it, then just imagine what it will feel like. How do you imagine it would feel when you say, I am at peace? Just do your best. We will now begin by going through the body, so just follow my voice in your own experience inside of your body. We start with the right hand, the thumb, the second finger, the third finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger, the palm of the right hand, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the right elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the right armpit, the right waist, the hip, the thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the right foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, the fifth toe. Now become aware of the left hand, the thumb, the second finger, the third finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger, the palm of the left hand, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the left elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the left armpit, the waist, the left hip, the thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now go to the back and become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the neck, the back of your head, the top of the head, the forehead, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, the right cheek, the left cheek, the nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, the tongue, the jaws, the chin, the throat, the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, the middle of the chest, the upper belly, the navel, the lower belly, the abdomen, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, and both legs together, the whole right arm, the whole left arm, and both arms together, the whole of the back, the buttocks, the shoulder blades, the spine, the neck, the whole of the front, the abdomen, the chest, the whole back and front together, and the whole of the head, the whole body together. Feel the whole body together, the whole body together. Feel your whole body lying on the floor or sitting in a chair effortlessly. Feel how the floor or the chair is holding you without you needing to put any effort into it. Just allow yourself to be held. And if you feel you are making any effort anywhere in your body, yourself, just do your best and allow that body part to surrender to the chair or the floor or both. Just let yourself feel this effortlessness by consciously letting yourself be held. Just take a few deep breaths here and feel the effortlessness of it. And then while you are just feeling the effortless of the sitting or the lying and the breathing, just being right here where you are, remind yourself of the intention that you set at the beginning of the meditation. And just repeat that sentence, starting with I am or I feel. Just repeat that a few times and let yourself feel what it feels like when that is already so, this moment. From this place here, start noticing if any thoughts are roaming around in your mind. Maybe things you need to do right after this meditation. Or maybe you're thinking about things that you did just before, or any other thoughts. Just notice them. Maybe they're silly, or maybe they seem very real and serious. Remember, we are just paying attention and noticing. We're just noticing what is happening. Just allow them to be there. You don't need to change anything about them. They're just little clouds of thoughts floating through your mind. And now start noticing any sensations and feelings in your body. Become aware of any feelings that are wanting your attention this very moment. What is it? What is pulling your attention? Is it a feeling of fear? Competition? Sadness? Insecurity? Joy? Whatever it is, just allow all these feelings to come up to your awareness and just see if you can make room for them. Can you find a place inside of you that will allow them to be here during this meditation? Can you create a little more room in between your ribs so that next time when you take a breath, you can also make space for these feelings. Yeah, take a deep breath and just allow them, whatever they are. Now that you're aware of all these experiences of the room, your body, your thoughts, your feelings, let's specifically pay attention now to any feelings that really want your attention. Usually there's one that stands out a little more than the other ones. So let's make room for this one to fully be experienced. And I'll help you with that if you don't know how to do that. Let yourself first find that place inside of you that is brave enough and willing to make space for this feeling. This is creating an environment for this feeling to feel safe to show up in. So just feel that place that is willing to say yes to those feelings and take a breath right into that area that says, yes, I'm willing. Especially if it is a feeling that you normally prefer to suppress or want to get rid of. So just see what it is like to do it a little differently in this meditation. And instead of resisting it, just try to allow it into your consciousness, into your experience. See what it is like to say yes to that feeling right now. And just do it with an open attitude. And feel what that feels like. As you do that, you may notice certain sensations inside. So again, just pay attention to those sensations. Or if you can fully feel the feeling, just become curious about it. So however little or however much of this feeling is ready to be felt, all you need to do is be open and curious. Let yourself be open to this experience as if you came from a different planet and had never heard about this feeling before. And you really wanted to be able to describe it to your tribe on your return. So that's the kind of openness you can explore this with. Pay attention to the details of the sensations in your body. Feel it. Allow it. And now breathe right into this area in your body. Right into the core of the feeling or of the sensations. Breathing in and breathing out. In and out. Now see if you can find a kind ear in your heart so that you can listen to it. So first, really allow this space around the feeling so it knows it's okay to connect with you, to communicate with you, to show itself. Take another deep breath right into the sensations in your body where this feeling is living. And then from a place of openness, like a kind ear inside of your heart, if you're really listening, what do you imagine this feeling is saying if it had a voice? If this feeling had a voice and it knew you were listening with a kind attitude, what is it trying to tell you? What is not quite right in your life? And what are you normally not listening to that is actually present here with you right now when you open up to it? And from this open attitude, what would this feeling like you to do or to know? To understand. Just do your best. Allow. Breathe into it. Listen. Take your time here. This is the time to be with this part of you that wants your attention, that needs your attention, and which it normally doesn't get. So take your time and open up. Really give yourself this time. This is for you. And it will benefit you in so many ways when you really learn to listen to you, especially to the parts that have been suppressed and ignored and resisted. Into the core. It's a way you can keep connecting with that part of yourself and bring your attention in. In the beginning, when you start listening, you may need to learn the language of your body first. So please be very patient and kind to yourself. When you learn a new language, you need to practice it before you can understand it. and before you're able to communicate it. So right now, just start listening to some of the sensations in your body and be open. These sensations is the way that your body communicates with you. So just be open. There's no need to know it all at once. You're just learning. Take another deep breath right into the core of these feelings that are wanting your attention. The fact that you're open to listening now, whereas you may have repressed it before, is already huge. It is your openness to listening that allows your body to communicate with you in a way it couldn't do before. So just be open. Just be curious. So you can learn what these feelings and these sensations have in store for you. You may sense or you may hear things that you don't quite understand, or that may even seem a little scary in the beginning. And there is a reason we have suppressed these feelings for so long. Often there is a fear connected with them. That's why we suppress them. So just be really kind. Be very gentle. And know that whatever you encounter now, it's okay. And it's safe. Because you are here now. You're being present with yourself. Even though it may start telling you something that you don't quite know what means or how to do yet. Please don't worry. Just listen. All you need to do is listen. And take note of what you know inside. Just pay attention. And the more you just allow these feelings to have a voice, the more you just listen to these feelings, you may already notice some kind of relaxation. Many times these parts of us just want to be heard and acknowledged. That in itself will help you relax. It's usually the resistance of it that causes stress and fear. So if the voice still seems like a faint, far away sensation, that is it. Those are the first signs of a voice that has been suppressed for a long time. And all you need to do now is be open and be receptive to the faintness or the distant sensation that is available now, because you are available to it. If the voice is more clear to you, and if you're getting an understanding of what it's trying to tell you, this is the time to really listen to its wisdom. Please take your time to listen. Be open. Be receptive. Be curious. Just do your best and listen to whatever is available right now. No matter how faint or distant, no matter how clear, this is the time to listen to its wisdom. You can imagine it's being a scared child who really needs to know that you will listen before he or she will talk. The child may whisper at first and may be hard to understand. Take your time for this part inside of you to gain confidence in you. It takes time to trust again. This part needs to know that you're going to be there this time, that you're going to be open and receptive. You may say something like, "I know I have not been listening to you before, but I really want to. I want to do my very best to hear you now. And I know I'm probably not perfect at it, but I'm willing. I'm willing now to do my best." You can tell this voice inside, just take your time to find your right way to communicate with me, to make sure I hear you this time. I know I have closed the door on you many times, but I want to learn to do it differently from now on. And I know I will probably make some mistakes along the way. I'm learning. And you can say, "I'm sorry I have shut you down like that." And I can imagine that you're angry and scared now. It must be scary to be shut down like that for so long when you have something important to say. I promise you that I will do my best to listen from now on, and especially right now when I'm taking this time here. And take another deep breath. Breathe into that area. Connect with yourself. and just take your time to listen. Just stay open and allow it, whatever it is. And there might be a natural part inside of you that you're afraid to listen to because of certain consequences. Sometimes we know that there is some wisdom inside that may mean that we have to make some changes or address certain areas that we have been avoiding. So again, if that is the case, just do your best to listen. You do not need to change it all at once or right away. All you need to do right now is be open and willing to listen to you and hear what wisdom is waiting for you. And if it feels scary or unfamiliar, remember to just take a breath. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to connect with that part through your breath, through your openness, your willingness, your curiosity. And listen. What area in your life is causing this turmoil? What specific issue needs to be addressed so that this part of you can start to relax? See, we're not trying to get rid of any feelings. We're not trying to meditate ourselves away from any feelings. We're just opening up to listen to ourselves, to become more real with ourselves, more in alignment with what is true for you, what really matters to you. And it's okay to listen to what matters to you, no matter what anybody says. Matters to you. When you deeply listen. So take your time and listen to what is available to you right now. is this anger angry about? If you're feeling anger, what is the wisdom that it's trying to tell you? What is not right? What is this sadness sad about? What is it trying to tell you? What does it need from you or from somebody else? What is this fear so afraid of? What is it trying to tell you? What are you ignoring in your life that is not right for you? How can you be more kind and loving to yourself by listening to what truly matters to you? Let yourself listen to yourself in this way as often as you're moved to and as often as you have time or take time to. The more you listen to this meditation, the more you will get used to what it's like to listen to yourself, and it will start to become a natural part of your life. Not just a meditation, but you will learn the signs of your body and you will start paying attention to them instead of suppressing them. So let's take a deep breath together, allowing your belly, your body to receive all this life-giving air. And let's use that as a way to make a transition slowly back to your life. So take another deep breath, just letting your body know that we're going to start transitioning now. You can take your time. And if you feel ready on your next in-breath, you can start moving your toes, your fingers. Maybe slowly start stretching your body a little bit. And as you start feeling complete in this meditation, you can gently let yourself come back. Maybe you want to turn on your side first, take a moment, come back to yourself. Bring all the little gems, the little gifts that you have received in this meditation. Bring them back. You can journal about it. And when you start feeling ready, you can open your eyes and let yourself slowly come back into your life, keeping your inner ear open to your own wisdom and your true voice.